KN4CBA Mobile.
Hold it.
KN4VWA. I'm back on the air again, Dave.
Me too. I'm, working on the trailer and, trying to find a part, a pieces part for it, and, anyway. So, what are you doing?
I'll stay off of Highway 29. I just got 10 gallons of gas at the, QT down here on this corner of 29 and 101. I tell you what, I'm just trying to go the back way to go home. But I tell you what, there's too many ants on the anthill, brother. And I tell you what, everything is buy it online and wait for it to get there these days. There's not a really good electronic supply house in the area anymore.
Wish they'd open up a rental shack somewhere.
Talk about a real electronic store. Somebody that carries individual components, individual ICs, you know, real stuff.
Okay. Well, I'd be happy with Radio Shack. But anyway, those days have come and gone, so c'est la vie. Well, Walmart didn't have what I was looking for, so I'm going to this place. I think it's Leonard. It's the name of it. It's down near Henry's Barbecue. It's right before you get to Henry's. And stop to see if they have what I need. I went to Tractor Supply, and they just didn't have it.
I'm trying to find
the piece. Heck, I'd buy the whole thing if it would fit on my trailer, but the piece, you know, that goes in the front, has a little wheel on it. The part that the wheel mounts to, you know, it swivels. And this one is just so bent up. And it is very difficult to get it unbent. But if I can't find anything, I guess I'll just have to take a torch to it, and you know, I've got a 7-pound sledgehammer I can use on it. It'll do the trick.
About the part that fits down over the ball and the latch?
The part that the wheel mounts in.
You're talking about the, like the hub?
Front wheel. You know, it has a little piece that you pull on it and it releases and it folds down, locks, and you know, it's just a little tire that helps you roll the trailer around. And so and that they had a plastic one on it and looked like somebody had drug it. But it's, you know, sitting still with the tire not turning because it's just got flat places and it's awful. It's just all tore up.
You're talking about a hitch jack.
What the heck it's called? I just know if I see it, I'll know, yep, that's what I need.
You crank the top of it and it runs the wheel down and picks the trailer up.
Yeah, except mine isn't that fancy. Mine doesn't crank down. It just folds down. It's spring loaded. You pull it toward the back of the trailer and it unhooks it. And then when you get it straight down toward the ground, it locks back in place. And then you have to get it out of that position. You have to lift the trailer a little bit, pull down on it, and then push it back up, and it'll lay flat up against the bottom of the that part of the trailer there near the front.
See what you're talking about now, bud. Now, hey, why don't you get you one that just cranks down? They're not but about $40, and you can pick that up at Harbor Freight or Northern Tool with no problem. If you go over there to Leonard, oh, son, get your wallet out and make sure you dust off a few of them $100 bills.
I don't have any money, so I guess my good looks will just have to do.
You're going home empty-handed if that's what you're counting on. Son. No, listen, you can get that at Harbor Freight there in Greer. They got all kinds of jacks. They got crankdown, and they got them that flip up like what you're talking about. They even got electric ones like on a bigger trailer. So I've been down that Leonard Road, and man, like I said, you're gonna pay through the nose. And I'd be surprised if they've got that swing down type.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm turning around. I'm at 291 Wade Hampton right now. So I'll head back over to Greer and see if Harbor Freight's got it. I like Harbor Freight. It's kind of like Lowe's and Home Depot. It's one of my favorite stores to go into.
What I do, I'd go on down there to Leonard and see if they've got the thing. And then I'd get on your phone and Google up, or whatever you use to search, get on the Harbor Freight website, and they'll show you the pictures of everything that they got that you can get from them. But I guarantee you who's got a lot more tool. Man, they got everything for a trailer.
I'm in a real bad spot. Yeah, I'd stop at a red light.
Well, listen, you concentrate on the traffic there, bud, and I'm trying to cut across country. I'm over here on McElhaney trying to cut across 101 and 14 to get back up to the house. And it's just so much fun. It's so much fun I can't stand it. So anyhow, you have fun, and I'll see you at 6:30, KN4 VWA. I'm clear. Somebody else grab it.
QLG, KO4 QLG, KO4 NUE. 4QLG, KO4 QLG, KO4 NUE. We no contact, I'm clear.
Oh, I got you solid, full quiet, and you sound great. Go ahead.
wave is really bad. It's real, you know, the repeater, it's just real scratchy. I don't understand that, how I could be hitting it but not receiving it. It's clearly, usually I'm receiving it as clearly as I'm getting into it. I may just put this off because I just got a text from my wife that she brought barbecue home from Henry, so I guess that's my clue. Quit driving and let's eat. So, you know, if the good Lord gives me another day, maybe I'll try it again tomorrow.
There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, how about that? Okay, I've popped out here on 101. I'm crossing over 101. I'm gradually making some progress. But I hear a siren somewhere.
Keep looking, you'll eventually find it if it's, you know, in your area. Yeah, sometimes I have to turn the radio down and roll the windows down.
Well, I pulled out onto O'Neill Road, and he zipped right by me, right ahead of me. So I'm following behind the ambulance. I'll let him lead the way. I tell you what, I still think you ought to stop there at Harbor Freight on your way home, bud. Well, no, that's actually further than you need to go, isn't it?
Or CBA. Yeah, it's, I would have to go a good bit further. Close to 5 o'clock traffic. It's not going to get any better. So I wanted to ask you, the other day I forgot to ask you about how are things going at your church.
The new pastor here about two and a half, 3 years ago, he just fit in like a daggone glove, bud. I mean, he just worked out real good. And I guess that new music director is going to be okay. He's been there long enough now to claim it on a permanent basis. And then we also got us a new youth minister also. That boy's doing a good job. He's a good boy.
You're called to it because, and I know from experience, because I was, you know, I was a music minister, worship leader, and for a little over 40 years, and so, yeah, and working with youth, I can't imagine. I couldn't do it, that's for sure. My God didn't call me to do it, so I'm just grateful. Well, I'm pulling in the garage, and I'm going to say adios, and have a good rest of the evening there. I hope you get home safely, and we'll talk to you later. This is KP4 CPA, clear after yours.
6:30. Look for a big smiling bald-headed man, bud. I'll talk to you a little bit later. Thanks for the Q-Sun little ride along. K4 VWA. I'm clear.